Sing hymn number 36 in our red hymnals, number 36. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you for your presence.
Hallelujah.
Especially again this morning.
Yes.
Lord, you meet us whenever we come out here.
Yes.
And we just thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
We pray you bless the day,
Jesus,
Lord. Bless all the people on the ground, your grounds.
Yes.
And help us to look up and stay focused on you.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank
yes,
you
Lord.
For all you've done and all you're going to do. And you continue to stay focused on you. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise.
Hallelujah.
We ask your name, Jesus.
Jesus. Praise your
name.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we encourage you to feel free to share on your heart this morning. Let's sing hymn number 39 in our camp, hymnal 39.
Yeah.
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for seeking us.
When we were singing before about loving the Lord, oh, I love Him, how I love Him, I'm sure that we all meant that. I'm sure of that. But I was thinking of a woman I know, some of you may know her, Lucy Petrarca, who's now in heaven. But she always gave these testimonies of, oh, she loved Jesus, and she there was so much emotion when she said that. And I, as a kid, as a teenager, I wondered, you know, that's a little much. Can she really have that deep feeling for Jesus? And I'm sure she did. She did. And her daughter, Kenny Friedman's mother, has that too. When she testifies or prays, it's a real relationship with Jesus. And it makes me want that. As I say, we don't lie when we sing I love Him, because we do. He saved us. But to have the relationship that grows is something that my heart yearns for. There's a danger. I used to do the tapes for Brother Edwin Althoval and send them out to the missions. And so I constantly hear in church services. And he told me that there's a danger in that, because you hear it, you get so used to it, that your heart may become a little numb to it. And as Brother John spoke the other day about our tender hearts, I prayed, Lord, don't let my heart get hard. I'm here all summer. Some of us who are here all summer, and we hear the different ministers and their minister, we can get used to that. And oh, that God would make us tender in our hearts and cause Jesus to become real. May it be a real relationship. And that's something that we get through His Word as we picture Jesus walking in the New Testament and becomes alive to us. And of course, He quickens our heart then. And He can give us that relationship. He can give us that real, deep love for Himself. And I know He desires to do that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help us.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so full and free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, lover of my soul, I thank you. I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Oh, for a heart whiter than snow, sanctuary divine, to Him else can I go? How good is Thy loving me so? Give me a heart that is
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Number 76 in our camp book.
To rise, to die, to
Jesus, Jesus, oh God. Jesus, 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 oh God. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, that you present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto Him, which is our reasonable act of worship. Jesus, Lord, take us. Lord, consume us. Jesus, Jesus, laying all on the altar. Lord, take us. Jesus, Jesus. Nothing less than full surrender, nothing less.